Debate continues over the proposed religious discrimination bill to be introduced to Parliament later this year. An important part of the discussion has been working out where to draw the line in the realm of work. The second draft of the legislation gives hospitals, aged care homes, and religious bodies power to preference employees who share their religion. But where does this leave shared values that extend beyond religious boundaries? I spoke to Dr. Brianne Fallon, education officer at the Sydney Jewish Museum. She might not be Jewish, but for Brianne, the museum is a perfect fit.
So I came to work at the Sydney Jewish Museum a couple of years ago. I think I've been here for 2 and a bit years. Before I started working here, I worked at the University of Sydney. So I started off as a tutor while I was doing my PhD in the Studies in Religion department. And then I went on to be a postgraduate teaching fellow. And then I just wanted a change, and I just got the job on SEEK, actually. But my PhD is very specific. So I wrote on how perpetrators in the Rwandan genocide use religion as a motivating factor. And so it's a very niche topic. And so coming to this museum, of which a part is looking at genocide, was really a perfect fit to come here to join the education team.
What experiences had you had with Jewish organisations and Jewish people, the community, before?
Prior to working at the Sydney Jewish Museum, I'd say my connections with the Jewish community were pretty much zilch. I went to school with one Jewish person, but apart from that, coming to the museum here was really my first introduction to the Sydney Jewish community.
What appealed to you about working at the Sydney Jewish Museum?
What appealed to me about working here was I remembered visiting with school and how impactful the visit was for me. And the thought of being part of an organisation that had such a strong mission to try and learn from the past and the horrors of the past and try and turn it into something that we can learn from and create a better world, that was something I could really see value in coming somewhere every day where I could try and make a difference.
What values do you think you share with this organisation?
I think the Sydney Jewish Museum as a whole is really focused on concepts of social justice, of trying to make the world a better place. And so for me, as somebody who wants to just be the change I want to see in the world, being able to come to work every day where that's our unified goal, that is something that I think is really important to me. And so it's values of equality, it's values of justice, it's values of hearing everybody's voice that I really think I share with this organisation.
And what's your own religious background?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I wasn't particularly raised anything. My paternal side would be Catholic. Don't really know what to call my mother's side. I was married in an Anglican church. If you're going to ask me what I tick on the census, I would tick other Christian. My everyday life is probably a little bit more complicated than that. I've been so accepted by the Jewish community here. At Easter, I would do Pesach as well as Easter, you know, celebrate the Jewish high holidays as well as Christian traditions. You know, I also see value in philosophies from other faiths as well. So it's a real mixed bag for me.
Are there any challenges or disadvantages for you working in a Jewish organisation and not sharing the faith?
There's nothing, absolutely nothing I can think of. As I said, I've been wholeheartedly accepted and welcomed, and everybody just, you know, is part of a big family here.
The second draft of the religious discrimination bill would allow aged care homes and hospitals to hire people based on their faith to maintain the ethos of the organisation. If the same rule was extended to registered charities like the Sydney Jewish Museum, how would you feel that the organisation would be able to hire someone who's Jewish in preference over someone like you who has the qualifications and the obvious passion for the job?
I think it would be a shame for any organisation to preference people based on faith, just because there are lots of different people that have different skills and attributes, and you should always hire the person that is best for the job. Also, in terms of maintaining sort of a culture or ethos, many people share values even if they don't share the same faith. There are universal values and human values that we all share, and we can do things together as a community with those shared values. So I think it would be a shame for any organisation to exclude somebody on the basis of faith.
Dr. Brianne Fallon, Education Officer at the Sydney Jewish Museum.